The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our morning of meditation, and maybe for some of us to be productively uncomfortable or wisely uncomfortable, because sometimes in meditation things are uncomfortable. And to learn how to sit quietly, peacefully, non-reactively with our discomfort is one of the great values of meditation. People often think meditation has to do with becoming calm and peaceful, and that's the end of the story. But probably more important is to learn how to be wisely present, attentive to whatever's happening in our life, so that no matter where we go, we can find a wise way of being present. And maybe that means there's a kind of calmness and peacefulness in the attentiveness. Or maybe it's that we've learned how to rest in a certain kind of way in our discomfort, things that are difficult. So we will meditate, and if anything feels uncomfortable, maybe avoid, if you can, seeing that as being unfortunate. In some ways it might be, but maybe there's another perspective that would be useful for this period of time. And maybe the perspective that would be useful is that it may be for now, maybe there's a way of resting in the discomfort, breathing with the discomfort, that will teach you something that will serve you throughout the day, throughout your life maybe even. So assuming a upright meditation posture, and doesn't necessarily mean physically upright, but a posture in which you will not collapse, that you will somehow stay present and open, and lowering your gaze, softening your focus. And if it's comfortable, gently closing your eyes. And taking a few moments here to familiarize yourself with how you are right now. And perhaps becoming aware of how you are in your body. And if you're uncomfortable, maybe at the beginning here, if there are simple ways of shifting your posture so that it's more comfortable, please do. Then if there are ways now that you're uncomfortable in your body, let it be, and gently, lovingly, breathe through it, breathe with it, as if the breath lovingly accompanies the discomfort while allowing it to be there. taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in deeply, maybe feel your body globally. Feel whatever is pleasant, unpleasant, comfortable, uncomfortable. Take it all in. And as you exhale, long, quiet exhale, let it all settle. Let it all settle together here. Letting your breathing return to normal. And in whatever way it's easy, as you breathe, have a sense that you're breathing, aware of your whole body. Global awareness of body, with breathing in the middle. The movements of the chest, the belly. A global awareness of what's comfortable and uncomfortable, pleasant and unpleasant, all held in a kind of global awareness. With breathing accompanying it all. A global awareness where you're not defined by what's pleasant and not defined by what's unpleasant. Not focused on one or the other exclusively. But for now, a global, broad, panoramic awareness of your body, breathing with it. And then whatever is most comfortable for you, letting your attention become more focused on a particular place in your body where you're breathing, or have it focused on a particular place in the body where that's calling your attention, or continuing with a global awareness that holds it all openly, calmly, without prioritizing what's comfortable or uncomfortable, but takes it all in the cycles of breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, to once again have a global experience of your body, whatever way that's easy. A wide angle lens for your embodied experience. Aware of the movements of breathing as it moves through your body. The chest, the belly, the shoulders, the rib cage, front and back. A global experience of the body, and to whatever degree you're able to, see if you can rest in this body. Maybe a feeling that attention settles and rests throughout the body. Letting go of tension, holding. And then staying in this global body as relaxed as you can, turning your attention outward now, to the people you'll encounter today, the work you'll do, the activities of the day. And become aware of it all, remember it all, while staying rooted in your body, relaxed in your body, the best you can. And from a place of goodness within, place of warmth or kindness, a place where you care, your care is born. To awaken a well-wishing for all the people you'll encounter, all the activities you'll do, and for yourself in those activities. And offer words of well-wishing. May all these people, all of us, be happy, free of stress and strife. May all of us be safe, free of hostility and ill will. May all of us be peaceful, free of agitation, conflict, and may all of us be free of compulsivity and oppression. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. And may we be messengers of this into the world.